This is KLCC. I'm Dorothy Velasco with the Ashland Review. Shakespeare's much-loved comedy, Twelfth Night, is a joyful choice for the new season at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. According to director Christopher Leah Moore, joyful is the operating word for the play. It begins with a shipwreck and the presumed death of Viola's brother Sebastian. In this version, set in 1930s Hollywood, the land of Illyria is transformed into Illyria Studios. That's where Viola, disguised as a boy, washes up and takes a job with Count Orsino, an overly silly director-producer. Using the name Cesario, Viola helps Orsino woo the film star Olivia, who also mourns a dead brother. Over the course of the play, these two women gradually move beyond grief to find joy. The 1930s setting allows for a sweeping staircase, a pianist on stage, swimming pool scenes, and ravishing costumes for Gina Daniels, looking gorgeous as Olivia. The concept isn't entirely credible, however. An unusual choice is to have Sarah Bruner play both Viola and Sebastian, often in back-to-back scenes. No costume changes distinguish them, and sometimes we don't know which character she's supposed to be. Many other scenes do give us joy. When Cesario has to fight a duel with Danforth Cummins as cowardly Andrew Eggucheek, their brilliantly choreographed combat starts timidly with swords and evolves to sparring with calla lilies. Festy the Fool, played by Rodney Gardner, last year's Nathan Detroit in Guys and Dolls, steals every scene, whether punning or playing a harmonica. My advice, keep your eyes on Gardner. He's sure to be doing something funny. In Twelfth Night, some find love and some are thwarted in love. Daniel Parker as Sir Toby Belch finds love with Mariah the Servant, played smartly by Kate Mulligan. Others lose their original heart's desire but find a replacement. Ted Daisy brings complexity to pompous Malvolio, Olivia's steward who secretly loves her and forfeits his dignity as a result. Luckily, he recovers in time to tap dance with the entire cast in a breathtaking musical finale. We know that the course of true love never did run smooth, but a good tap dance delights everyone. This is Dorothy Velasco with KLCC's Ashland Review.